All right, we're back. This is Matt Gleason, Matt Gleason 7. And the number three thing I want to talk about going on in the Southern California art scene, Carol S. at George Billis Gallery. And she had a show of, the work was not all one theme, although the theme was pretty much Carol's life and overcoming a lot of odds just by having the same fucked up childhood that many of us had. But there were just some of the funniest drawings and paintings I've ever seen. And one of them in particular that I'm thinking of, it was, if you can picture, it's like dad's drunk on the couch, passed out with a bottle with like a spilled puddle, and the two kids are just staring at him. But she draws it in these little cartoon people, and it's really well drawn, but they're cartoonish, so you can kind of laugh at it, you know? And I think that's her way of actually making it through and dealing with what went on in her life, is to make it cartoon-like. And yet it's so real. There's such a familiarity there that you kind of, you're laughing, but you're almost, you're kind of crying, like you want to just go up and hug her. It's all right now, it's all right now. But the work is about triumphing over just the complete chaos of a childhood gone, not wrong, but just gone awry. And so, but some of it, some of the work in this quest for understanding and acceptance and actually forgiveness of these people who weren't aware of how they were negatively impacting a young girl, it brings you to a level of poignancy where we would all hope that we could communicate, yeah, it, as intense as it was, I am who I am and I accept myself for who I am. And I just want the world to know that, as fucked up as I might be, I'm kind of okay with it. So don't feel too bad for me. Don't feel too bad about things. So it was almost this epic life story going on in just a very small part of the gallery with some nice sized paintings, drawings, some prints. The prints are in editions. And there's even a book she's done. And I believe it's an edition of 150. And it's a hand put together book bound, hardcover, with drawings and kind of her life story about having just pretty much a chaotic, crazy childhood. And some of it's like, you know, you kind of want to call your parents and thank them, like, well, you know, thanks for not being so nuts out there. And so, but throughout it all, there was a real mature acceptance and not a reveling in victimhood, because so much today is based on, I am a victim, pity me. I am a victim, pity me. And hers was almost the opposite of that. That it's like, I'm not going to let this be a thing to victimize me with. I'm surpassing it. I'm going to find a way to be me and forgive what happened and move on. And I think one of the great things about art is how you can work through all that. But the best thing about this show is that it's, she's got this great cartoon iconography working for her. So you accept it and laugh at it, because the way I'm describing it, I mean, you might be thinking, oh my God, this is awful and depressing, but it's not. It's you laugh and you only want to cry, because it's like, oh my God, how could something so horrible be so funny and so there for me to just in a way enjoy? How can anyone enjoy this? And so the flip side of it would be, don't make it out to be so bad, but it's like, I have to make it so bad because it's so fucking funny. So really powerful stuff. Now, Carol S. also, it just came down at the Torrance Museum, but I had never been to the Torrance Museum, and I went. It's a great space. So if you're ever down in the South Bay, you know, if you need to pick up something at the Del Amo Mall, for example, you could definitely go by the Torrance Museum. And Carol had a show there too, where she made these wall works with push pins from sewing kits, and then took thread and drew out little caricatures. So it was like drawing almost in air with thread. And she commented on her blog that when she took that show down, it was a really nice show of a whole wall of these small images, that she fit the whole show into a little pin box. And it was kind of poignant. She's just a great artist, somebody to definitely watch out for. So Carol S. at George Billis Gallery gets a very high recommendation from me. I'll be back right after this.